How do you spell a book? I'll teach you right now. B as in, book. And O as in OBGYN. And K as in OK. But I won't read that book about an OBGYN anytime soon.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Not Your Normal Books. My name is Kalen. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing good. I'm also very tired and slightly sunburned. We have the fair going on uptown, and I ended up taking my brothers up there, and I might meet them up there again tomorrow with my dad. And I'm not 100% sure yet if I am going to be doing that, but the oldest of the two, Colton, he actually won first place in this little demolition derby type thing. They had those like little kid like electric car thingamabobbers, and they put balloons on them and you had to pop the balloons, and he was the only one left that had a balloon, so he won first place on that. And I'll actually post a picture of both, because you guys are probably wondering when I say little brothers and everything. I will actually post a picture of them on my Instagram on either tomorrow or Monday, because they're actually very proud of, you know, winning two trophies in that. The other one was for coming the farthest, or living the farthest away from the fair. So, yeah, but I am, I know I'm sunburnt because one, I can see it, and two, my face is starting to hurt a little bit. I didn't put it on any sunscreen because I'm just like, oh, it's not going to be too bad. There's going to be a lot of like cloud and everything. Nope. Direct sunlight almost the entire time. So that was very fun. But, you know, I love spending time with my brothers. I did. I even asked them. I asked them today. I'm just like, I go, is it weird to have a sister as old as I am? Now, I am 22 and 24 years older than both of them. So it's, and I wanted to ask him, I'm just like, is that weird that we have this big age gap between us? And they're just like, no, they thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like, they have like multiple adults. If they want to do something, they can probably get one of the however many siblings they have, to say yes to it. As we are counting it out, because the youngest of them, Wyatt, kept on trying to tell me he had a girlfriend and was trying to explain it to me, which his explanation made no sense, so I'm not entirely sure on that one. But we counted. I'm just like, well, you have four sisters, and besides Colton, you have one other brother. So, I mean, if they ever, like, when they get older, if they ever need someone to talk to about anything, and they don't want to talk to either our dad or their mom, you know, they've got multiple siblings that they can go to about it, which I think is really nice for them. And I am now just realizing how, oh dear God, how bad my farmer's tan is going to be. Oh, that's gonna be good. I'll post that one picture of the boys and their trophies on my Instagram, and then you guys can kind of see how the two little hooligans of who I spent the day with. But no more on that. We're actually going to get into our book. So the book that we have this week is The Guy on the Right by Kate Stewart. Now, about Kate, she is a best-selling author from Texas, but she now lives in North Carolina with her husband. She writes messy, sexy, angst-filled romance. She's a lover of all things 80s and 90s. She dabbles in photography, knits a simple stitch scarf, and at times does very well with whiskey. I am the same with Kate. I sometimes do very well with whiskey. Not very often, but yeah. So our characters this week are Theo, Lainey, Troy, Devin, Deirdre, and Lance. Theo is a junior at Grand Station in Texas, and he's trying to lose his virginity. He was dating a girl for 3 years, and she just kept on stringing him along until one night she went home with someone else and slept with that person. And he was trying to figure out, like, what was wrong with him that she went to another man for this. And they had dated for 3 years. So one night at a party that he went to with his roommate, Troy, he gets drunk and sleeps with a girl, but doesn't really remember much of it. Troy is the golden boy on campus, big football star, and a ladies' man, where Theo is in marching band, composes music, I'm not saying that he's shy, but he's very kind, almost like, I guess you would say, reserved in the people that he hangs out with outside of his roommates. After Theo loses his virginity and gets dressed, he goes outside. And he just sits down because he's not feeling the greatest. He's also very pissed. Because, you know, it wasn't his intention to lose his virginity this way. But when he's outside, he hears a woman on the phone breaking up with her boyfriend. Now, once that conversation is over, him and the girl that was on the phone, they have a conversation themselves. They don't tell each other their names until they're just about to leave. And they go their separate ways, hoping that they'll see each other again. And they don't until a week later when they run into each other at a grocery store. For the next few months, they have this wonderful friendship. At one point, Theo finds out that Troy had slept with his ex-girlfriend. And, you know, this hits Theo hard. I always want to call him Leo, and I know that's wrong. But this hits Theo hard because, you know, as he said to Troy, you know, I spent 3 years being everything that she wanted. But you spend one night and then you throw her away. For me, she was everything. For you, she was just last night. And, you know, this really pisses Theo off. So he goes and he sees Lainey is the girl who he was talking to and then met up again at the grocery store. And like he goes to where she works, which is the coffee shop, and they're talking, and she's just like, you know what, I have exactly what you need to help you. I have these edibles that a guy I know gave to me, gives him half, so she takes half and he takes half. And they were each only supposed to take an eighth of the gummy. So they are losing their goddamn minds on this. There was one time, oh god, I think I was 23. I was 22 or 23. I don't think I was about 22, 23, and I was talking and hanging out with this guy, and I went over to his apartment one day after work, and this was also in my stoner phase, and he was just like, hey, do you want to try a dab? No, if you don't know what a dab is, it's like the wax portion of, my understanding of how he got the dab was it was like the waxy residue that was left over from like the bong or the bowl. So that is like almost like pure THC, if I remember this correctly. So I did a small dab. He did a big dab because he was more used to it than I was. I could not get off a goddamn couch for I would have to say I was stuck on a couch for like 3 hours. Like I was so fucking high that I told him, like I looked at him and I was like, I can't feel my legs, I can't feel my feet. I know I have to go to the bathroom. I'm gonna need your help to get up and do this. And Theo keeps on saying over and over again, I can't feel my feet. And I'm just like, dude, I 100% understand. Like, I get it. But their friendship turns slowly starts to turn into something else. But they're both afraid to take the leap because of things that happened to them both in the past. But it's when Lainey's best friend, Devin, at her wedding, that Theo makes his move on Lainey. And this he does unintentionally in front of her mother. So what he does is he take as soon as like they're done with like introducing the bridal party, he grabs or maybe it was right when they were leaving the church. I can't remember which one. But he grabs Lainey, takes her outside into the hallway, backs her into the wall, and just goes ham, like making out with her. And she's just like, this is great, but my mom's right behind you. And he's just like, oh, this is not how I wanted to be introduced to your mom. But he apologizes to Lainey's mom, Deirdre, and then introduces himself. Theo and Lainey, they start a relationship, but they don't define it as anything because Theo is, it's a name's put together that I want to call him Leo, and I know that's not right. Theo is leaving it up to Lainey because he doesn't want it to turn into anything like his last relationship where like and things are going great and months goes by and Lainey realizes that she is in love with Theo and is getting ready to tell him and she can tell that he wants to tell her too, but like she gets like the thing be just like, well, maybe he's waiting for me to make the first move to show him this is real. And she is a little gun shy on saying this because of things that happened in her past relationships where she just said it after a couple weeks of dating. Like she would just tell whoever she was dating, oh, I love you, but never really meant it. So she wanted to make sure that she actually meant it. So then when she showing Theo that she's taking this long, be like, yes, I mean it. I'm not just saying it to say it. They're gonna go out on a date, but Theo tells her that, you know, I have to stop at my house real quick. I need to just grab something. So Lainey gets out because I think they said that she was gonna like use the bathroom or something like that. But before she can get into the house, she's stopped by Troy. Now, Troy has hit on Lainey a few other times before and she's turned him down multiple times. The thing is, she has no idea that his name is Troy. And she has no idea that Troy is Theo's roommate. And she's telling him no, that she doesn't like nothing's ever gonna happen between them, stuff like that. And Theo ends up walking out and finding them just looking at each other, and he comes to his own conclusions. And he kicks Troy out and tells Lainey that they're over. And Lainey waits until Theo gets back, because, like, after this all blows up, he drives off. But when he gets back, he brushes her off, saying that they aren't anything because he was going with what she wanted, and, you know, they just didn't want the same thing, and she didn't want the same thing to happen that had happened before, and he was wrong, and he realized that no one really wants him. Like, he just goes, yeah, I am just a stepping stone for your next relationship, so go ahead and start that next relationship, because I know that's all I am to everyone. They let Lainey mope for about 2 weeks before Devin and Deirdre start an intervention, while on Theo's side of it, both Lance and Troy, they're both his roommates, are the ones that set him straight. Theo decides that he needs to make a grand gesture, and he does that by getting some of his marching band members, teammates, bandmates, friends, whatever you want to put in there, along with some of the football players. And what they do is they go to a house, or go to Lainey's house, and then they're using, and Troy's using this as a way to, like, apologize for, you know, anything that had happened, and any, like, Troy realizes that he fucked up. And so he's doing this as, like, an apology and, like, the I'm sorry to Theo with this. So they use Troy's truck, and Troy's truck is pulling a trailer. And they play and sing the song My Hero by the Foo Fighters. Both Theo and Lainey give each other another chance. And when Lainey's coming back from her trip, because she had just graduated college, she is going to go, like, overseas and just, you know, just see everything. This has been what she's been working on since, I think, starting college. Like, that was always, like, her goal, is to just travel for the summer before she starts any, I'm going to call them, adulting jobs. Once she gets back, they have a real go at the relationship. And after a year of them living together, Theo asks her to marry him. And she says yes. And that, my friends, is the end of the book. So this book, like, you feel like, in this, with me, I think I connected more on, like, I, experience-wise with relationships, I think I connected more on, you know, kind of like Theo's level. But then again, there are some instances I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm totally like Lainey in this kind of situation. So, it's so good, because reading this book, it made me really, like, think of, you know, past relationships that I've had. Was I the one that was gun shy on saying anything, or did I just say it just to say it? Did I really mean it? And I can think of one relationship where I think I just said it to say it. Like, I had been out of relationship and for a while, for a couple of years, and I started dating this guy, and we started out as friends with benefits, and then that turned into a relationship that truthfully never should have been a relationship. We had absolutely nothing in common. I wanted to be in a relationship, and, like, at that point, I'm just like, you know what, I fuck it, I'm gonna be in a relationship kind of way. And I think I was kind of like Lainey at that point, because it seemed like she always jumped from relationship to relationship, and she had a type as well, and that was like the her usual type was the jocks, and you know, she decided, you know what, I'm not gonna give in to my type. And you know, she slowly, and the reason that their friendship started out with what it was is because Theo wasn't her type. Like she never thought of him in that light until their friendship started to gradually grow. And then she's just like, holy fuck, I'm actually very attractive to this man. He's not like anyone else I've ever been friends with or anything else with. And fuck, is that what I need to do for a good relationship? I've tried that too, where I was friends with someone, then we try to turn it into a relationship. That didn't work either. Fuck, am I just doomed? Looking at the breakup between Theo and Lainey, I really do think in the long run what they needed was that break, because Lainey knew what she wanted. She 100% knew, but Theo, in my eyes, Theo didn't. And I'm not saying that he didn't want Lainey. That's not what I'm saying. What they needed that breakup for Theo to really kind of, he kept on saying, I'm over this past relationship that I had. I'm over it. The thing is, he was always using that, in my eyes, always using that as like a crutch and kind of just like, anyone who's like this, I can't do it. And he sees Lainey as, like, he didn't at first, but then he sees her looking at Troy, and they're just looking at each other, and he thinks there's some sort of intent. And, you know, he flies off the handle, and it shows you that he was not over the relationship that fucked him up. He was not over that one bit. But the time that they spent apart, I think that really got him thinking after getting over his moping, really thinking about, you know, especially thinking like, because he's been told many times, hey, this isn't what happened. You know, you're taking things so much out of proportion that it's or perspective, like, he's got blinders on when it comes to relationships. And what I mean by that is he sees it as one way, and that perspective isn't going to change. So when, you know, after this breakup, he forces his perspective to change, and he realizes, well, shit, like, I truly only ever seen relationships going this one way, and I keep on, like, if I don't break this habit, it's always going to be that one way. If that makes any sense. I think I'm just like rambling and making things up and then trying to put them in, and then none of it makes sense. That could be what I'm doing right now. I'm just rambling and babbling and all that. They needed that break because that gave Theo time to get over his own shit that he thought he had already dealt with. There. I said it. And it may have taken me 20 minutes to get that out, but, you know, I did it. And I think with Lainey taking the time and creating this friendship that then turned into one of the best relationships she's ever had. She's never done that before with any of the guys that she's dated in the past. And for her to do this, she realizes, I have been, you know, thinking one way, but I needed to think another way. It's good. But we've got two more books in this series. The next book that we have, we are going to focus more on Troy and kind of all the things that he is going through. And, you know, I will say, Troy's story is very complex in a way that you would not. Before reading the book, I would have not thought the storyline was going to go the way that it did. And So we'll have our book next week. So if you guys want to find me on social media, you can do that on Instagram and Twitter at NotYourNormalBooksPodcast. You can also email me at notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Any thoughts, feelings, questions, your take on any of these books, any questions or anything, even non-book related. Well, usually book related in some sort. Like if it goes along with any of the books that we've, I don't know anything. I'll take anything. Also, please, please, please rate, subscribe, and review. Every little bit. Sorry, I had to check to make sure my dog was still breathing. She hadn't moved in a while. Anyway, rate, subscribe, and review. Every little bit helps other people find this podcast, and then that gets me on the charts and everything else. So then we can grow this book community. Yeah, that's all I got. So I will see you guys all next week.